All right now, good morning to you guys. If you enjoy, I hope you guys great. I get it. I'm straight talking about looks. All right now, my beauty. Yeah, the Neil Long stuff that goes back since I was in high school. You put that together. Even the prom king had a crush on me. Put that together to an everybody call me bird. Put that together to that's dealing with Neil Long and soul food. I look like I look a bit like. All right now, when I was a kid. All right now, that's Florida. Right now. Right now, but yeah, I got it about this ugly whore. Right now, jumping them country ass folks that want to have a problem. Right now, I said the chicken head about to melt down. Right now, her old cronies, her young cronies are taking dives. Now they got me confused with their behavior. Tell they asked us to drop a body. What's up, right? Right now, we're 65 days in. Right now, her no clown ass cronies. As far as the chicken head is concerned, I can talk all about the chicken head. We can go there again. Right now, you got some whore jumping at me. Now, before I get to that. Here is William, all right? Now, I didn't make William post this. I didn't make William say this. William posted this morning at like 8 or 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock this morning. It says, I've been treating everybody how they treat me, and they don't think it's funny. How people want to run up on you and repeat lies about you. Okay, we 65 days in. Some ugly bitch that made up lies about you can't get her whole ass on the phone. What's up? Right? We 64 days in, excuse me. And she still can't get her ugly self on the phone, all right? Now, because she lied. She can't call any dudes because there are no dudes because she lied. What's up? Right? You got some chicken head that want to take dives. All right. Okay, they call me Bird in high school. All right. As far as Neil Long stuff. All right. Even the prom king had a crush on me, and I didn't touch his ass. He sat outside of my house. I didn't invite him in to suck his dick and fuck him, then get dumped by him. Right? All right. Now, that's what. Not just that, but the chicken head was like 15 years old. She come to school with hickeys up and down her neck. People be calling her sluts and shit. Does that make sense? She had a baby twice at 15 and 17 in school. Ask her ass about that. When she would be coming to school with hickeys and stuff, and they start calling her easy and shit, right? I don't have a testimony like that. To the fact that faggot-ass punk is back there. I ain't go to school with no hickeys. I ain't touch his ugly ass. Right now, it looks like he's mad because he didn't get the tryout. He making dingling pictures because he didn't get the tryout. He having dingling pictures because he didn't get the experience. You got chicken heads with like Shrek and the other chicken head with pregnant bellies. But you got a clown that's frustrated and he can't hide his frustration making up dingling pictures because he didn't get the tryout. Does that make sense? Right now, he didn't get the try. Right now, he didn't get to do none of that stuff to the fact that it looks like he got a couple of repressed frustrations 25 years later. Ask that chicken head about coming to school with hickeys up and down her neck when she's 15 years old and people call her ass easy and stuff. Right now, sure enough, you know, she had a baby twice in school, 15 and 17 years old before she graduated. Right? That damn chicken head. Shrek too, though. Shrek had two babies in school. This ugly whore Kendra had a baby at 15, and this bitch had a baby at 17 years old. Look, that you fucking sluts, okay? The faggot is back then. He crying and screaming, making up dingling pictures because he didn't get to try. He didn't get to have sex, right? He making up dingling pictures, all right? Now, I guess he frustrated me that he didn't get to try. I walked around with nobody's pregnant belly. Does that make sense right now? Hell no. That's for what I walked with my own belly, right? I have no bellies in school, all right? Now, that's for what I'm slim. I right now, no kids. Right, but the fact is back there too. You got a whore getting caught having to make up lies about me. Where the dudes at? Well, this man said this. You mean get your ugly ass on the phone? I forgot you can't. You lied, right? Well, this man said that right now. My brother just said ugly ass straight. They got a call back there in 2020. My brother was like saying, I ain't never heard this stuff. I ain't never not one time heard this stuff. I ain't never heard this stuff. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's Florida right now. I mean, what's up? All right, no, that's Florida right now. It's just really something. I don't have the patience for it. All right, no, that's Florida right now. Right now, but I hope that you guys are well and great. All right now, that's what I mean. What's up, right? Right now, but I hope that you guys are well and great. Right now, the bird stuff, that stuff is back in school. You go to school in 10th grade, bird, be Neil Long, right? They called her Bird. I didn't know Neil Long's name either when I was in school. I was 15. I didn't know who she was. I know I went to school for the first day of 10th grade, and everybody was basically calling me Bird / Neil Long, right? Right now, is that visible, huh? Right now, so that bird stuff, okay, clearly they've been talking about that quite a bit. You can't twist up how I look. Because everybody said, look like Neil Long, all right? Now, that's what you got some flipped out faggots. You got the prom king and all of them. What's up? All right, now, that's what I got asked to the prom by 5 guys. And I ain't gonna sleep with not one of them. What's up? The prom king was outside of my house and I ain't gonna invite his ass in to suck his dick or fuck him. I didn't touch his ass. What's up? And he did confirm he was outside of my house, right? And I still didn't touch his ass. What's up, right? I didn't go to school at 15 and 14 years old with hickeys up and down my neck. All right, now, then got knocked up twice in school. What's up, right? The chicken head did that shit, right? Right now, that's Florida. Right now, it stands out. You're a child, and there's another child pregnant, right? Does that make sense? I didn't bring the argument. I didn't bring up this person's past. This person jumped at me talking shit about me. Right now, that's Florida. You bet they're getting hickeys at 15 years old. I could have been your parent. Does that make sense? Right now, I wish someone beat a kid's ass. Does that make sense? But I wouldn't wait for that, right? Does that make sense? Right now, what's up, right? All right now, that's the Lord. All right now, everybody can see my strict upbringing and how I grew up. And, you know, that's the Lord. I think people have a clear understanding about how my background was when I was growing up. Does that make sense? Right now, I haven't been here filming for 3 years. I didn't start this shit with these folks, right? I didn't. You had some chicken head jumping at me, repeating what this ugly ass fool, you know, lied for Shrek. Shrek got caught making up scripts. The faggot didn't have any story. You got a faggot that's so frustrated he didn't get to try. He making up dingling pictures because he didn't get to try. He having all sorts of, you know, crying, screaming moments because I didn't allow him to try. I didn't touch that faggot, right? I called him bro. He called me a dyke. I got called a dyke a very long time by him. All right, now that's what I just didn't like him like that. All right, now, but where are these dudes at? Like, I mean, good God, there's no William and there's no Fats back in the day, and everybody called me Neil Long. All right, now, by confirmation, this ugly bitch Kendra, she said, they call me Bird. That would be it, Neil Long. Okay, either you look like Neil Long or not. How can they decipher I look like Neil Long when I'm in school? I didn't know Neil Long's name when I was in 10th grade. I know that when I watched Soul Food, I became crazy about it after that, right? Does that make sense? And right now, striker resemblance look just like her. We'll be in the mall. They say you look like Neil Long. We'll be at school. They say you look like Neil Long with the Blockbuster video. Now, this is a true story. Like, good guy was just like Neil Long. She was just like Neil Long. All right, I got that everywhere I went when I was a child. I was 15 years old. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, so people clearly deciphering that, okay, as far as looks are concerned, what's up? You can't have it both ways, right? They did say I looked just like Neil Long as a kid, right? They did confirm I looked just like Neil Long as a kid. I didn't make them say I looked like Neil Long as a kid. Okay, how does Neil Long look? Right? Tell you about who looked the best. Okay, they said I looked just like Neil Long when I was a child, right? I look like myself now too, right? What's up, right? You can't have it both ways because you're mad about William. You're mad about money. You're mad about Hollywood connections. Hollywood connections, what they do for me. I dealt with some clown ass racist, made me homeless. These assholes are trying to steal from me and stuff. Not all of them. Some of them are cool. Some of them not so much. What's up, right? You got some stupid ass chicken head popping up saying she's going to root demon doctors and witch doctors and root doctors. Or their love potions, all right? No, going to demon doctors, all right? No, being all stupid and evil because a man didn't want her. So she started saying she was cursing him and doing roots. I cursed those roots in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I cursed that witchcraft. This old fool was doing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Any witchcraft at William. That makes sense for myself. All right, let's say this chicken head be doing all sorts of witchcraft and stuff against me, against William. I curse in Jesus' name, a clown ass, right? What am I supposed to say about this bitch? She popping up on a man talking about me, what some faggot said. Okay, the faggot back in school from this time, he's so mad and frustrated. He's so demoralized and rejected. He making up dingling pictures because he didn't get to try. He didn't get to try. You walking around with a pregnant belly and hickeys at 15. Ask this bitch about her pregnant belly, her hickeys at 15 years old like it's cute. Ask her about getting pregnant again at 17 years old. Ask her about that. Notice I didn't call her no names. I didn't say they sprayed, pumped, and dumped her by 3 separate men. I just said none of that shit. I'm going to leave it there, right? Ask her if I'm lying on her. Ask her if I'm just making something. Or, I mean, check out the other ages of her children. All right, now, that's not some comedy skit. Does that make sense? No, your mouth was collection plate. It looks like your neck was, too. What's up, right? She came to school with them hickeys up and down her neck. What's up, right? And it was pregnant. Like, it's cute. Right? Oh, you know, that's for Lord, right? No, they said like Neil Long and everything else. I didn't touch anybody. You notice how they said Bird and Neil Long? I still didn't touch anybody. You notice how some ugly ass faggot didn't touch me for 25 years? I didn't touch anybody. You notice how you said the prom king loved me and all this other stuff? I didn't touch that boy. That boy confirmed I didn't touch him. I didn't have sex. I didn't go to bed with him. I didn't expose myself to him. I didn't touch him. And he the fucking prom king. Yeah, so you sucked and fucked and you wanted so bad. You chased so bad. You went after so bad. You looked all crazy and depressed because he kept saying he didn't want you, right? He chased me. He sat outside of my house and I still didn't touch his ass, right? All right, now you can jump your fucking cronies at themselves, right? William said I've been treating people like, you know, they've been treating me lately and nobody likes it. He laughing. You know, it's just ridiculous. You're supposed to be all these things. This whore repeated things that some faggot got making up. You making dingling pictures because his ugly ass didn't get to try. Because his ugly ass was invited to try, but his ugly ass couldn't try. So you making up dingling pictures. You walking around with a pregnant belly with hickeys at 15 years old. You got some faggot crying and screaming 25 years later because his ugly ass didn't get a chance to try. No. Right? I didn't like that faggot. He didn't run his ugly ass at me like that. What's up, right? Go back to your old straight stream. This bitch didn't even have a story about me. Clearly, his monkey ass ain't doing me no favors. You have a right not to damn like somebody. That loser ass boy, I don't want him. What am I supposed to say about him? I'm not talking about people, right? I'm not up in a man's inbox whispering lies about somebody trying to compete doing roots and witchcraft, right? You and your clown ass cronies, old and young. You can talk about your slut selves. I hope you guys will agree. Thank you guys so much.